Where does it start? It starts with the protocols for early dispute resolution. These are protocols that are maintained by a nonprofit, the EDR Institute. They were mainly drafted by a gentleman who is a wonderful lawyer and a good friend called Peter Silverman out of Toledo, Ohio. And they describe the concepts that are behind EDR. They have the guidelines for the four-step process of EDR that I'm going to go into in some detail. They're flexible. All of the concepts that we talk about and the guidelines that we use won't be suitable for every case, and that's okay. The protocols take that into account. And then they also go into the ethical standards. There are some heightened ethical standards that are applicable in EDR, and we'll touch upon some of those today, because it is a little bit different than litigation as normal. You should have a copy of the protocols in your materials in the very back. The latest version can always be downloaded from the EDR Institute's website, which is edrinstitute.org. All right, so what is EDR? Basically, it's an expedited, cost-efficient, voluntary dispute resolution process that takes place before significant discovery and motion practice. It, like I said, it can be completed in 90 days or 30 days. That's aspirational. I've had EDRs that go 60 days. I've had EDRs that go 90 days. I've had EDRs that go 120 days. The idea is to make the process flexible enough for the parties, but take into account the particularities of a case. For example, I had one EDR case where we had to get documents from a foreign country, have those translated. You know, that's going to take a little bit longer. But 30 days is the goal. EDR recognizes that most cases settle. So a prolonged adversarial process simply isn't necessary in order to get the client to where they can make an informed judgment on settlement. So why do we need EDR? Well, as I alluded to earlier, you know, we just got out of this thing called the COVID pandemic. The court backlogs are tremendous. You know, if you file a case tomorrow, you may get a trial date a year from now. I'm not sure how good that trial date's going to be. I know that in Harris County, the court administration has just done Herculean efforts to try to get through the backlog, but it exists, and it's something that everyone needs to be aware of. EDR provides an opportunity to get many of those cases resolved without the necessity of a trial. There's a client push to reduce fees. I mean, every client is aware of the rising cost of litigation. EDR is a cost-effective alternative to litigation as usual. You know, lower value suits cannot be economically pursued. Once clients find out about how much litigation costs, it turns a lot of people off. A lot of times the accumulation of attorney's fees makes settlement impossible. What EDR does is it allows you to get that case to a settlement posture quicker and more economically for the client. And then, you know, and this I've alluded to earlier on, this is kind of one of the things that does it for me is, you know, litigation really is about preparing for a trial that is statistically unlikely ever to occur. You know, we all know that 95% of cases settled, that the percentage is actually higher for cases settling if you request a jury, lower if it's just a bench trial. But given this reality, then why wait to resolve disputes? And here's the beauty of EDR. If it doesn't work, the courthouse is always available to you, so there's no risk with trying this process. All right, so let's switch gears. We talked about why we need it. Now let's talk about what we need in order for it to succeed. These are the necessary conditions for early dispute resolution. The first thing is, and this is a mouthful, but you really do need the right people. You know, the parties have to be committed to a fair resolution in weeks, not years. They have to be able to evaluate their own case, and they have to be, you know, willing to look at everything in good faith. You know, if your party is someone who's just trying to delay a resolution, if they're trying to kick the can down the road, EDR is not for them. This is about people who truly are interested in getting cases resolved. Attorneys, counsel, they are necessary people for a successful EDR. You have to have, the attorney needs to have what we call the EDR mindset. And that's to be able to tailor the request for information to what is really important about the case that will enable him to evaluate the case and inform the client and to engage in productive settlement negotiations. You know, if you're litigators, you all know attorneys that just have to battle on everything. Everything has to be a fight. Those people aren't going to necessarily be good for this type of settlement procedure. You know, EDR's got a lot in common with collaborative law. We've seen collaborative law transform the family law practice over the last 20 years. And I would submit to you that EDR can transform the commercial practice through a lot of the same ideals. A neutral,